Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 302nd podcast of Rough Writers Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Writer. Tonight's topic, Singapore or bust? Looks like bust. Let's get right to it, shall we? Trump meets Kim Jong-un in Singapore in and around June the 12th, give or take. Who knows? Will this be the greatest thing ever? Will this even be great? Will this even be? Lockett has been given his marching orders from Big Daddy, Xi Jinping. They are, you can talk, but you don't ever give it away. Don't forget who brought you into the world. Mr. Trump is a bumbling baboon. You may have your photo up, you will finally become a world leader, and then, Mr. Kim, you will return to Pyongyang without any change in your military arsenal. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton would like an immediate stand down in Kim's nuclear stockpile. Total irreversible dismantlement. To them, there is no plan B for North Korea. But in the entire history of the world, there has never, ever been a single instance of one meeting that was therein followed by a total dismantlement of a major weapon system by any nation, anywhere, anytime in human history. Exclamation point. Today, May 29th, 2018, Donald J. Trump just slapped a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports into the U.S., the kinds that have technological significance. Gee, I wonder if the great orange one is trying to squeeze China into leaning on Korea ever more one last time to dislodge Kim Jong-un from his fixed position of never relinquishing any nuclear warhead in any negotiation with the big, bad U.S. of America. Well, Trump is way outside of his depth, and this latest ham-handed approach to impose gargantuan excise constraints on premium incoming Chinese exports to the U.S. is the clearest indication of this. This is a meat cleaver approach, and the Chinese can see this. And they will never give an inch or refrain from backing up Kim Jong-un in any settlement discussions on limiting or eliminating Kim Jong-un's nuclear arsenal. Singapore has now been reduced to, at best, a meet and greet or a meet and confer event between two world leaders and the chance to shake hands for the cameras. If Trump wants to call this a victory, then he really is a pygmy of epic proportions, as are his pinhead supporters. By the way, they are over 90% white, Caucasian, mostly deplorable, a good majority of them low information or poorly educated, in the words of him, Donald J. Trump, on the 2016 campaign trail. So shake, rattle and roll. That's pretty much Trump and his administration. That's pretty much all they have going for them. Fuck them. Robert Mueller will put the hammer down sometime this summer. And I mean, nothing is going to slow down the inevitable arc of history. Trump and Pence will be bounced from power by a Congress that will be forced to take its medicine by an ex-Marine, Princeton graduate, highly decorated war veteran, Vietnam, who, in the words of an ex-CIA official, said if you crossed him, Robert Mueller, he will crush you. The Great Singapore Summit will be a great kabuki performance and nothing more. The blue wave is indeed coming in November, and Donald and Mike Pence, you better have your affairs in order. Well, thank you very much for listening to our 302nd Rough Riders Radio Podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself. Yes, in the flesh. Rounding third, and like Jackie Robinson, I'm going to steal home and never look back. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, but you decide.